Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110 WBT, Bo Thompson here on a Wednesday morning. And you know what they say about Mark Garrison. He likes to throw his weight around. I mean, really, in this case, that's kind of true, right?
Right. Or have it thrown around.
That's exactly right. You're going to hear that in a second. Actually, this is also a story about love and marriage. This is a story I came across. A local couple who actually fell in love when they started grabbing and twisting and flipping each other. And their relationship has worked so well that, well, now they're teaching other people how to get physical, just like they do. At this little storefront in Gastonia, the floor is covered with wrestling mats.
He got her down.
Yes.
And this is where I met Jeff Baker and his wife, Lynn, practicing their love language.
She just flipped him on his back.
She did.
And she's squeezing his neck.
Yes.
Lynn's not squeezing Jeff's neck hoping for a kiss. She's trying to pin him to the mat, practicing the martial art known as jiu-jitsu.
So if you guys are bored at home, this is what you do?
Yeah. Yes.
Jeff Baker is 62 years old, former Charlotte cop. Lynn is 56. She has a PhD in statistics. But now Jeff and Lynn are both world champions in jiu-jitsu.
I won worlds this past year for my age group and weight. So these over here are the gold medals.
How many golds do you have? These are heavy.
I only have one. He has multiple gold medals.
Oh, the medals are great. But this world champion couple loves trying to outdo each other.
So do you guys wrestle at home a lot?
We do. A normal hug kind of turns into a little jiu-jitsu match.
Yeah, it does.
What does jiu-jitsu mean?
The gentle art.
Well, it didn't look that gentle watching Jeff and Lynn going after each other on the mat.
Right now I'm doing shoulder pressure on his chin.
Yeah, I do not like this.
Oh, her shoulder's digging into his chin.
Yes.
And Jeff gets out of Lynn's chin lock.
She's feisty.
So that was a draw, I would say?
Yeah.
So it's a tie. And even though Jeff wanted to win, he's proud of Lynn.
Well, I'd like to take a lot of credit for this. I am her coach.
So how did a former cop and a PhD end up flipping for each other? Well, Jeff took up jiu-jitsu years ago as a police officer. Lynn just decided about 3 years ago she would try it. Her relatives thought it would help her with stress and self-confidence.
So I tried it, and I hated it, and I wanted to quit at 3 months. And I stuck with it because I could start seeing some small progress.
Well, then Jeff came along as a referee for some of her early competitions.
No, apparently she thought I was cute on Facebook. And, you know, so.
As Lynn kept improving, even throwing some big guys around, Jeff became her coach. Then one thing led to another, and they got married, ended up with world titles, and now they're business partners, opening a jiu-jitsu training facility in Gastonia, teaching people the gentle art of self-defense.
You don't have to be a victim.
Using jiu-jitsu's carefully calculated moves.
But it can be very humane. Yeah. I can take you down, I can control you, I can hold you. I can pin you, I can take the will to fight out of you.
Well, to prove that point, Lynn got me on the mat. She told me just rush at her, as if I had a knife in my hand.
So if I come at you, she's grabbing my head.
You're done.
Just like that, I was on my back.
I went for your head, because where I can make your head go, your body's going to go. So I take your head, I yank it down, and you're following your head, and you went down.
I'm not messing with you.
You feel like a stud.
I do. I wouldn't have said that 3.5 years ago, but...
In just 3.5 years, Lynn became a world champion. And she says now she's got a lot of self-confidence.
I had to do a presentation at work last week, and I had no nervousness at all.
That's because you looked down and thought, I could take every one of these people.
I've had the worst happen to me in front of people. There's nothing that can harm me here. Yeah.
We love jiu-jitsu, and the satisfaction of being a coach, especially my student Lynn here, Dr. Lynn here, winning the worlds. That's a great feeling. And we want to do that to more people. Just build their confidence.
There are a lot of things that make a good marriage. But for Lynn, the PhD, and Jeff, the former cop,
she just flipped him.
She did.
There's nothing like a leg sweep and a chokehold to say I love you, even if it leaves a mark.
One time, coming out of a competition, I had a black eye, and he had some kind of bruise on his face, and we're in the grocery store, and people are looking at us. And
you're thinking, those people need counseling.
Maybe they need some help. Would have never predicted any of this.
So jiu-jitsu's been good for you.
It's been very good for me.
I've never been thrown on the floor so fast in all my life.
I was about to say, how sore are you this morning?
Not too bad. Thankfully, the mats were thick. Now, Jeff and Lynn opened the Gaston Jiu-Jitsu Academy in Gastonia, all ages, but they're even training Gastonia police in the gentle art of jiu-jitsu.
There's always a one takeaway line from Garrison, and this time it was, do you feel like a stud?
Well, I asked that after she'd thrown my butt all around that gym. Oh, man.
I think it's just so fantastic that they found this second act, you know, that they weren't expecting this new phase of their lives. They're competing. They have this hobby together, but they've turned it into a business and they're training other people. I mean, I love when people surprise even themselves.
That's exactly right. And they did surprise themselves. And the other thing that's interesting is what a happy marriage you can have if you both have something in common, right?
Right.
Or just run at each other.
That's right.
See what happens.
All right, cold.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.